Is this B?
Great. So why do you say that?
Because Wernicke's is in the temporal lobe, which is normally affected by herpes.
Great. You have a 24-year-old male who's likely to get a herpes infection with encephalitis. He has a fever here.
Okay.
So meningitis is stiff neck, the nuclear rigidity, photophobia. Encephalopathy is confusion.
Okay.
Obviously, meningoencephalopathy is just the fusion of the two. And herpes causes encephalopathy. And then, if you did a CSF on this guy, what would you see?
Normal?
Hell no. So, herpes, you're going to get a lot of blood in the CSF.
Okay.
On the USMLE and Comlex, you're going to get blood in the CSF with herpes. You need to know, because of the temporal lobe hemorrhage. And then apart from the blood, it's going to follow a standard viral pattern that you get for any type of CNS infection. So what would you expect apart from the blood?
Could you ask that question again?
So for example, if you had like a standard viral meningitis, let's say like echovirus or something, what would you expect in your CSF?
Like normal glucose levels, is that?
Yeah. So normal glucose. Your protein would also be
normal. Elevated lymphocytes.
Great. So normal glucose, normal or slightly elevated protein, elevated lymphocytes, that's viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the case of herpes, add blood.
Okay.
Okay, good. Treatment for this guy?
Acyclovir.
Good. Oral or IV?
IV?
Yeah, he would definitely get IV, right? What's the diagnosis here?
I don't know the diagnosis, but I was just looking at pain and temperature sensation.
Great.
Problem.
Great. So you nailed it. So spinal thalamic tract, you're able to identify as pain and temperature. Notice that it's a bilateral issue, right? Here in this question?
Yes.
So that's that's interesting, right? That it's not just like one side. Is that if you have both sides
affected? So is this like it affects the anterior white commissure?
Amazing. Look at you.
Okay.
So what's the diagnosis then?
Syringomyelia.
Nailed it. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
So
spinal thalamic tract does carry pain and temperature, as you pointed out. But in this case, because it's bilateral, it's syringomyelia and it's anterior white commissure.
Okay.
Nailed it. Okay. So that's just the syrinx in the spinal cord that can affect the anterior white commissure, usually associated with like Chiari malformation type 1.
What's the difference between the type 2 is the one that causes a myelomeningocele as well, right?
Yeah. So type 2, you can get meningomyelocele. Exactly. More severe.
Okay. And then is one where the vermis just herniates through, and then two is like vermis and tonsils? Or do I just need to know like two is worse than one?
You need to know that one is going to be the answer when the patient presents as like young adult, whereas two is going to be the answer when it's a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're telling you a 25-year-old male with HIV, right?
Yeah.
And he has homonymous hemianopia. So they're basically just asking you, what kind of brain cancer can you get in HIV? Like, what kind of brain cancer can you get when you're immunosuppressed?
Lymphoma?
Correct.
Okay.
Similar to, like, just in general, even, like, let's say Burkitt lymphoma, right? Unrelated to HIV.
Yeah.
You could get it with HIV. You get it with EBV. You get it with just, like, immunosuppression in general in Africa, right?
Right.
So this is a high-yield concept, yeah.
Okay. Well, because I thought, lymphoma or any sort of like primary cancer is like a single lesion, but like toxo is like multiple.
That's a very good question. Okay, so first of all, if we were to think multiple, we're like, well, couldn't that mean metastases? But that's not even an answer here. But
yeah.
Then something to consider is that primary lesions are often accompanied by what are called smaller satellite lesions.
Okay.
So for example, like a hepatocellular carcinoma, you'll have a large primary lesion, And then you'll sometimes see like little dots around it, and you're like, oh, those look like other lesions, which they are. They're just satellite lesions.
Okay.
That's probably what we have here, is just some satellite lesions.
If you were to see glioblastoma as an answer choice, that wouldn't work either, right?
Glioblastoma multiforme, classically, when they give that to you in a question, it's going to be, obviously colloquially, the butterfly glioma crosses the
Right.
midline, but it'll be this large heterogeneous hemorrhagic mass,
Okay.
right? So it'll have hyperintensity, hypointensity, and often accompanied by seizure.
Okay.
But that's the most common one in adults, the most common primary brain cancer in adults.